We are learning Masechta Shchul and Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. First words on the line is Simpuno. We start from Hi Machta. We had already in the Sugya, a machlokes when you find a machat in a lung, what's the halacha? What's the shaila? The shaila is, because if the machat, if the needle came through the regular way of eating of a behemoth, through esophagus, and that which is the veshet, and then it went through the veshet and the stomach and came into the lung, then the behemoth is short trefo, because it has to come out of the esophagus. A little hole in a veshet or a little hole in the stomach is considered a trefo, so it's vadei a trefo. So the only saving grace, the only way you can make it kosher is if you could say it went through the wrong pipe. It went down the windpipe, the kana, and that's how it landed up in the lungs. Now, the truth is, most times the behemoth eats, it goes through the veshet. But here, since we found it in the lung, okay, we could say that. My name goes kosher, say, you know what? It must have came down the wrong pipe, went through the lung, and then it didn't come out of the lung, so therefore there's no problem. There's no hole over here. We don't have to chesh any hole.
And if it went through the kana, it's a sure, it's easy way to get into the
rear? Yeah, the kana goes right to the rear. The kana is the windpipe. That goes right to the rear. The kana directly goes into the rear. That's not a shayla. That's where the kana goes. The kana is the breathing pipe. It's the windpipe. It goes straight, and you breathe with the lungs. It definitely goes straight into the rea. That's not a problem. We'll see in the Gemara that from there go to the lave or to the kaveh. That already is a chiddush in Metzias. But we have before, there's 3 kanim. The kana areya and the kana of the lave and the kana of the liver, they're all attached to each other. So we're going to go with that Metzias a little bit, even though in the Metzias, all the Svarim, especially Tumun and Chayel, talk about Barichas, how it's possible. There's something called a vena cava that maybe goes through that, a big pipe that it could go through. But in the areya, in the lung, definitely that's the best way to get into the lung. But the only problem is you don't eat like that. You usually eat through a veshet. But since you found it in the lung, you can assume that way. But now we'll see something different a little bit. Zokta Gemara. He machta shtakach b'chaticha de kavda. They found the machat in the kavod. They found it in the liver. Sova marbre de Rav Yosi l'mitifa. Marbre Yosi wanted to say that it's a trefa. Because you're not allowed to have a needle in the kavod. That's what he thought. That's the more thought he meant. Amle Rav Ashi, what do you mean? Ilu shtakach b'sro, if you find a needle in the basar, ki agavna havatar of marriage, be trefa. There's no trefa. Only time you have trefa in the kav, in the liver, if the liver is taken out completely. But just that it has a hole in it, that's not a problem. Just like basar wouldn't be a problem. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, that there's a different point over here. That chazinon I kupal abar nekuvi nokev v'isoi. I kupal agav sempuni nokev v'isoi. He says it depends. When you see a needle stuck into the liver, you have to see in which direction is the blunt or the blunt part, or which direction is the sharp part. The kupa is the hole, the part with the hole. So if, which is the top of the needle, which is not sharp. So if the sharp is inside the kaved, and the blunt part is sticking out of the kaved, that means it came into the kaved from the outside, from the guf. How did it get into the kaved from the guf? It had to go through the veshet, the esophagus, go into the stomach, come out of the stomach, into the kaved. If that happened, it's a trefa. So chazin, ikupa labar, if the blunt part is outside and the needle is towards the inside, the kuvi nakev asai, it came through and it came through the veshet, and therefore it's a problem. Ikupa lagav, if the kupa is on the inside and this needle is going out of the kaved, then how did it get into the kaved? From the simpuna nakat. It came through the simpuna, it came through the kana, which is the trachea, and came through that way, those arteries, that's the way it got in. And therefore, it would be kosher. So yeah, it depends. So the reason why it says a trefa, not because the kaved itself, because it's a raya that it went through the guf and it made a hole somewhere. The shaila, how it went through. If it went through the kana, then it's fine. But if it went through the veshet, then it's a problem. How do you know? Depends which direction it's going. That's only if it's a fat needle, where it's one side is very blunt, there's no way it cuts through anything. Avakatinta, but a small needle, like our needles really, even the other end, it has a certain sharpness to it. So loishto kupal gav, loishto kupal bar, nekuvi nokev v'isoi. You have to be choshes that, and then it went through, it's the kuvi kove v'isoi. And here, the truth is that if it could go either way, then you're going to assume it went through the stomach, because lemaisa, that's usually the way to get into kavod. The easiest way to get into kavod would be that way, and therefore it would be a problem of a trefa. So it means this whole test only works if it's a thick end where it can't poke anything. So vadai, it came from simpuna, because no way how would we point that direction if the blunt part is on the inside and that's going out, how in the world did it get in there? It had to come through Sampuna. Masha'inkin, if it go either way, so then we'll assume it came through the Veshet, which is usually the Roy. So the Gemara and Chayra, it would be, even if you find them before, who said a kosher before, that's because you found it in the lung. He didn't find it in the lung. So therefore, to be toilet that it came through the lung, has to actually have a raya that way. So back to Gemara Kasha, if you have such a test called Kupala Bar or Kupala Gav, on top of him testing out now. The halacha is we find the needle in the stomach called Beis HaKosis. There are four stomachs to every behemoth. There's a keres, a Beis HaKosis, a keva, and a hemsis. There's four different stomachs. So one of the stomachs is called Beis HaKosis because it's doubled over and it has two coverings, two membranes, two skins. So the halacha is, it has to puncture both of them in order to be considered a treifa. So it says, if it only punctures one of the skins, then it's kosher. Then if it goes through and through, then it's a treifa. Now, it's mavuyer. Now let's say you find this needle in between the two membranes. That means it's inside the stomach, it's only punctured one membrane, but not the outer membrane. So it's kosher. So why don't we see which way the needle is facing? If the needle is facing inside, into the basic kaisos, so it must have came from the outside. If it came from the outside, so then it must have punctured both membranes, but just now it got stuck in between two membranes and that closed up behind it. Because it's facing towards into the basic kaisos, so obviously it came from outside. So why don't we say, why is it so partial if it's one skin, one membrane is kosher? Who said? Maybe if it's facing up into the basic kaisos, so it's a raya, it went through two of them. Let's see which way it's facing. Elamai, we don't say such a thing. That's the riots. That's a kasha. On the case of COVID, we were saying it depends this way, that way. It's
where's the hole?
What?
Where's the hole?
It closed up with a krum. And luckily, the krum wasn't enough. It closed up with a krum. Krum means with a scab. It could have just happened 5 months ago. And it closed up already. But that's how it got stuck over there. But maybe it went here. Because how else did it go direction? So Zog Rashi, a milk tonic shera, shemini menekal hecha the metzinul meimer simpuna nokat va'al kun hacha. Yisrael derech aveshet boz ad haloyim va'achshav hu meschilas lenake va'filu kubul va'aloy terafina. So he's saying. So you see from here that kol hecha the metzinul meimer that you don't say such a thing. Anytime you could say simpuna nokahal. So here you assume that it's fine. Just like here we say elamai what. Elamai what? It came through the veshet. Here it's the veshet. Here it's because the stomach, and it landed in the stomach. It didn't come from the outside. So vice does. Anytime you have a way in, you don't start testing it goes in or out. You don't do that. Our harai basic crisis. You don't make this test if it goes the pukubla karakula gav. You don't make that test. As long as you have a way in, it's fine. So like covered, should be kosher. Why? Because we have a way in through the simpuna. We have a way through in through the trachea. We have a way in that way. So if we have a way in that way, so I don't make a test if it goes, a raya, if it's in or out. Because here, so you don't do that. That's Mars kasha. So it's more, no, avada, it is a raya. Amri, but I, by the stomach, how in the world did it land up backwards if it didn't come from the outside? How did it land up with the blunt part towards the outside? How did it happen? Amri, Hashem, Kivin, Dikolomashkin, since there's a bunch of food going in through this veshet and in the stomachs, it's full of food. The basic crisis is the place where all the food gathers to go back up to have the malagera. So, Kivin, Dikolomashkin, Ema, Oichlomashkin, Dachkua. The Oichlomashkin pushed it in this direction, and therefore it's possible, because it pushed it. It wasn't going with its own kayak, it got pushed through the Oichlomashkin, therefore, there it's not a raya, which direction. But Avad, but I covered it is a raya. So, tomorrow, right? Who machta the shtakach besimpuna rabba the kavda? There was a machat that was found in the big artery of the kaved of the liver. So who no marbrei of idi taruf said it was a treifa. Rav Ada bar Miyumi machsher. Rav Ada bar Miyumi said that it's kosher. What's pshat on the yama? Who no mar taruf he holds that it must have came from the veshet and it made a hole in the. In the keres, or the veshet, or the dakim, and it came out. It went through the regular esophagus, and then it came out somewhere, either through the veshet, or through the intestines, or through the stomach, and that's how it got into the kavod, that's how it got into the liver. And Adam and Yumi said it's kosher. So, Adam and kosher. Also, Shalil Ravina, I'm going to glima to the tafai. So he said, Rav Ada is right, because here they gave it to the klavim. He says, Take away his garment. He make him pay for it. Why? Because over here, there's a bigger reason to say it's kosher than a usual case. Why? Because he found it in the big artery of the kaved. So how is it possible to get in there if it's coming from the outside? It's a very big siman here. This came through the trachea. Why? Because the simpuna of the kaved is the big artery of the kaved. That, in some way, is attached to the rea. Like we said before, the Gemara said before, the rea is, with the pipes, there's three pipes. The rea pipe, the kaved pipe, and the lev pipe are all three connected to each other. So here, it's very mistabra. If it's in the big pipe, it must have came from the trachea, which is the kana, which is not a trefa. It went to the kana, to the rea, to the vena cava, and into the kaved. And that's the big simpuna of the kaved, the big artery of the kaved, of the liver. That makes sense. So here, everyone would hold kosher because it's mistabra that way. That's what Rashi explains about the machshir, and that's the pshat. Why he says shkilu gulim terfai? Rashi in the Damascus Machshir says kiven sapuna shtaka chaminon mi mechavno lichonis simpun ze elo derech akana nichlisa. Had to go through the kana, which is the windpipe. Va akana kavit smuchun zaza, and the kana and the kana kavit next to each other. Bischalkom samach rei, when they split samach rei, v'gam kana haleiv v'kana kavit schalkom sapanis beresh echad, and say it went through that way, and therefore he held should be kosher. So tomorrow vayta he keshisa. Kashisa is a date pit, not a needle, a date pit. The shtakach b'mara was found in the gallbladder. Now the gallbladder is attached to the kaved. Okay, let's see. Amar Ravashi. So what's the halacha over here? Or do you assume how in the world did a date pit get into the mara? It got to come through the mouth of the behemoth. Now if it went through the veshet, then it punctured a hole in the veshet or punctured a hole in the stomach. So it's a trefa. So the question is, how did it get in? This had to come through the kana, the trachea. Even though there is a date pit, would have a hard time getting through the trachea and the lung and everything because so much mucus over there. How to get through? Miracle who the rabbi, it was by the behemoth shaking around, it slept it through the pipes. Miracle who the marble. So Rashi explains, he says, and over here, so we assume over here that that's the only way it got through. And the Gemara is going to say in a second that since the thing is not too sharp, so therefore, it's the only way to get here. It can't get here from the stomach or the veshet because there's no way it's going to poke a hole in that. So the Gemara speaks this out. It's only by a date pit from a dekel tree, from a palm tree. But an olive pit, mivza baza, that's sharp. And therefore it's a machat. And so what? So Zagrashi and the Mandi Oma holds that by a lung, it's a trefa. Here also will be a trefa. But according to Mandi Oma holds, as long as it's not a trefa, it won't be a trefa. That's what Rashi explains. Rashi says, the Gemara says, look at this. When it's a date pit, we say it's not sharp. So if it's in the Mara, if it sure came through, it couldn't make any holes anywhere. So it came through the direct route, which is the trachea, which is not a trefa. How to get through the trachea? It's mucus there. It just shook around and got there. But if it's sharp, then it's like a machat. Zoktimar, then it's a trefa. Avadzeisa, mivzabaza, it's a trefa. So it's bothering Rashi. Why is it a trefa? Maybe it still came through the trachea. So Rashi, going to Manyama, holds that by a rea, by a lung, it's trefa. That's the Rashi speaks out. Zoktaptaisa, it's very important. Taisis. Pirs Kuntris. So it's bothering him. Why would you say Gemara? Of course, like Hilchasa. Zok toises avaniro that feel Rav Yechonon v'machat who talinu shavas derech some pointers by machat. Yeah, ava kashisa the zeis shem gasim enichayim lavi berevach derech some pointers. Kashin shem nikva aveshet v'chaz v'nichas v'kavei. He says, you know, this is different because the pit of an olive is sharp, but it's a little bit thick also. So going through the lung is not so easy. It has to have mirbal rubble because there's a lot of mucus to get through there. It makes more sense it went through the veshet, even if you're Rabbi Yechon in such a case. That's the place once taina, and this will be a kuli alma. Because here it's sharp, but it's thicker, so it won't go so easily through this simpaina. So the Gemara writer, Om Rabbi Yechon, Loma nikra shma reya. Why is the lung called a reya? Lashon of like lighting up. Shemi'ira is a naim. It lights up your eyes. It's very good for your eyesight. And we'll see how in a second. La'achila, when you eat the reya, is it good for your eyesight? Oh yeah, there's samanim. Or there's other medicinal herbs, other herbs that you put in, and you add this on, that gives it a good kick, and that will work for the miras and ayin. Does it work together with something else or not? Toshma bring a raya, don't want to huna, avzo bezuzo. When you buy a goose, pay a zuz. Vereya today, but its own lungs of the goose, barbo, for four zuz. And the question is like this: if it's eating it, so let me buy the avza and for zuz and eat it. And I got everything. What do I have to pay four for reya? V'isagad la'achila linka bezuzo v'leicha. Ella must be vereya today barbo means, and to buy the reya with the special mix of medicine, that you pay for four. So you see, it's dafka with the medicine that the reya lights up the eyes. Zonk the Gemara Vayta. Inka v'reya hech the mashu yodah the tafka. If it got a hole in a place where the butcher touches it. And like Rashi explains, that when you pull it out of the chest, so sometimes because it's so tight, it gets ripped by your fingernails. And Zog Rashi even more. You pull from the top very hard, and then you find the neck. If that's the shayla, the shayla is: could you be toilet it if it's you find it in a place where it's very mistabra, happened from the fingernails of the butcher or from a knife? That's the question. Could it be toilet that now? Or I said it holds it from before. Inka v'reyech the master of the other tafcha talino italino. Rav Ada by nosan on talino. You could be toilet. My zutz reid Rav Mori Amar lo italino. You can't be toilet. The hilchos halacha is talinon. Then in a place where it's mistavra, there's a hole there, you could be toilet it in the butcher, in someone touching it. Omar Rav Shmuel Berei de Rabavo, well, Abba Mereshikal de Rafmoya. Abba was from the Reshikali, which means he was one of the people in charge of the Yarchikala where they came to learn. And there used to be some of the Tamid Chacham used to say over the Shir. He was one of the main people who said over the Shir by the Yarchikala. Abba, my father, my Rish Kala, the Raf Mavi, was one of the main speakers at the Yach Kala, and he said over Rafram's drasha. Va'aman, he said that Lach is Talina. Amru Kamei Lahod Ma'azut Shurab Rei Drab Mariv Loi Kibla. He was not Makabel. He said it's a form of Ma'azut Shurab that we're Talina, and he was not Makabel. Amar Rav Shashir Kavasei Da'avua Da'abba Mastavra. It's Mastavra like Rav Ada Barnosin, or some have a Gersa Rav Acha Barnosin. It's Mastavra like him who said Talina. Why? Because we found before that if the Bnei Ma'ayim was taken away with a wolf came and grabbed away the Bnei Ma'ayim, if we had a chance to check it comes back with a hole in it. The halacha is you can assume that the hole came from Ze'ev. And you don't say that maybe the Ze'ev had a hole in the place where there was a hole before. You don't say that. Same thing over here. Just like there you're toiling Ze'ev, here also you're toiling the hands of the sheikhet, of the tabach, of the butcher. Even though maybe there was a hole there before, you don't say that. Zog the Gemara, Meirana, when it comes to a worm, you find a worm coming out of the reya, making a hole through it. Do you assume that worm was there from before while it was alive, or dafka after Misa? Meirana, pligibar Rav Yosef bar the Sefer Rabbanan. Chalam akarim shchita parash. One man says that it happened before shchita. Chalam alach shchita parash. Happened after shchita. V'hilchus alach shchita parash. Alach is that we can assume it happened after shchita, and we go to kula, we go to basar ches neguf, and we neman it happened after the shchita. Rav Shimon Oimer, Achitinokir. Rav Shimon says a major kula in holes in the reya. The whole sugi we have here, the smallest hole is a problem. And that's why sircha, why is the sircha a problem? The whole sircha, the adhesions, because we assume it's a hole. Rav Shimon says a hole is only a problem if it goes straight directly to the base and pinus. So it's a big nafkamina if we pass Rav Shimon. It's a huge nafkamina because we say all sirchas are treifa. If we held like Rav Shimon, we wouldn't have a problem with treifas anymore with the sirchas. Because who cares about a hole? It's not a hole through the base and pinus. When it says a hole, it means till the big artery of the lung, the big trachea tube, the bronchial tube of the rea, the big bronchial tube of the rea has to go a hole through all the way till there, because it's lashon simpinus, which is lashon of all everything leads there. Yosef Achabar Abba Kamed Rav Hunov Yosef Kamar Omer Rabbi Meloich. Rabbi Meloich, who was considered a very chosh of a psak, and he said, "Same Rav Shmuel Levi, we always pass Rav Shmuel Levi." So it's very important what this halacha is. So Omer Rabbi Meloich, Omer Shmuel Levi, halacha Rav Shimon, pass Rav Shimon. Oh, unbelievable! Have a major kula, halacha Rav Shimon. Omer Lei Meloich Arva Kamrit. You're talking about the Meloich from Arva from Arabia, Kamrit. Ain't halacha Rav Shimon Kamrit. He says ain't halacha Rav Shimon. You have it wrong. He says ain't halacha Rav Shimon. Kisolik Rav Zera, asked Rav Bibi, the Yosef Kamar, when Rav Zera went up to Rav Shaul, he found Rav Bibi saying, Omra Beloich, Rav Shimon, Leiv, Alok Rav Shimon. Omalei, he said, Chai Demar, Dano, Varav Chia Ba'abo, Rav Asi, Yekin Le'asri, Rav Meloich, we went and went to the city of Rav Meloich, Va'amri Lo, Va'amri Le, we asked him, Ye Omamar Alok Rav Shimon, Va'amalon, Ein Alok Rav Shimon, you have it wrong. Amri, so they asked him, you Rav Bibi, what do you have? What do you have to Taina? So Rabbi asked Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera came up there. So Rabbi says, "What do you have to say?" You say, "I'm wrong." So what do you have to say about this? I say, "I have a own member halacha Rabbi Shimon." But the Gemara ends off ve'ein halacha Rabbi Shimon. Like Rashi says, this is the Gemara talking that this is the achron, the Talmudica pasukle v'shiva achron anifsku halacha seilu. Rashi says, final psak is ein halacha Rabbi Shimon. That's why we have all these problems with the whole because ein halacha Rabbi Shimon.